Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this Monday night for our SMB Learning Center. We're happy to have you here, excited for that opportunity to reflect over the previous week and maybe even learn something new tonight that we missed as we were going through Wednesday night's and Sunday night's call. And as we get ready to get started, I'm going to go ahead and chime in with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Candy. And I thank everybody for being here on this evening. As we go ahead and pretty much do like a weekend review, we're doing a learning center, and this is good for us all, and it's very captivating. I love it simply because we get a chance to hear from you guys and, you know, something that you may have learned, something that you may have wanted to add to the call, something you may have had a question about. Whatever God places on your heart, please don't hesitate to press star 5. You know, you can be anonymous and, you know, ask your questions, give your suggestions, or even a scripture you may have found, whatever God placed on your heart to share, because, you know, it's a lot of times we give, but we also want to receive. And this time, you know, sometimes we need to hear from you as well. All right? So before we get started, let us pray, and then we'll get started with the call. Right where you are, bow your heads and close your eyes, open up your hearts. Father God, we thank you for this evening. We just thank you for the time of fellowship, Father. Father God, we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Father God, that you have bestowed upon us, Father God, this thing called life, and we don't take it for granted, Father. Father God, today was a day. It was a good day for some, Father God, a trying for others. But nonetheless, Father God, you sustained us all. We just thank you, Father God, for everything that we encounter on a daily basis, Father God. We just ask that you give us the serenity, Father God, to view it from your eyes, Father God. A test, Father God, a test to prove ourselves worthy of being called a servant, a child, Father God, of you, Father God, of being able to be called a Christian. Father God, let our walk be like yours. Let our thoughts be like yours. Let our talk be like yours, Father God. Let us see what you see, Father God. In your timing, we thank you, Father God, for your guidance. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for our loved ones, even the ones we consider our foes, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, because without you, we wouldn't be able to make it through. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
All righty, so let's go ahead and get started. Tonight, again, the Learning Center, we're talking about is the little things. It's the little tiny, insignificant things that matter. Okay, again, star 5 if you have anything to add. Ms. Candy, you want to start us off?
Yes, sir. Just wanted to go over a few things from the previous week. And for me, one of the key things to it all is that we have to make sure that we understand how God values things. Because sometimes we will look at something and we will see it as small or we will feel like it's not good enough. But everything that we have, even the smallest thing, is something that comes from God. And in his word, he tells us that he places value even on those two little sparrows, and the sparrows cost 2 pennies. And right now we might see 2 pennies and just throw them to the side. But that's something that has value to God, so it should have value to us. So a part of it is making sure that we remember not to devalue the things that God has placed value on. And then also just remembering the little things that we do have a big impact in our own lives and then a big impact in other people's lives. And I shared a little last night about how a young lady was speaking to me about she stopped doing the little things. She stopped praying in the morning. She stopped reading her scripture throughout the day. And these are things that I personally don't see as little, but they were little things to her. And she said that she stopped doing them, you know, for whatever reason, but she saw the huge impact that omitting those little things from her life were having on her. So we can look at something and say, oh, you know, it's okay if I don't pray. This is just a little thing. But when we don't pray, when we don't spend that time with God, that little thing adds up and it starts to change the whole fabric of our life. And then, too, from Wednesday night when I was talking about the importance of that touch, and all week long, I promise you, the song has been playing in my head ever since then, and it was from Matthew 9:21, and it says, "For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." And just thinking about this woman has been ill, she has been sick, and it wasn't if I can sit with Jesus and have him pray for me, if I could walk with him, if I could talk to him. It wasn't anything like that. For her, it was as simple as, if I can just touch just a little small piece of his garment, then I know that I'll be made whole. So thinking about how important that was to her and how big her faith was to put her in a position to say, hey, all I have to do is touch just a small piece of fabric that's associated with him, and I know that that little thing is going to heal me. So week was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to me, and I hope that, you know, it was wonderful to everybody else, but it truly, truly helps us to think about those little things that we take for granted, and I'm telling you, that one was just so huge for me because I've been sick. I've been in situations where I just didn't know why my body was going all array, and the doctor might have said this or said that, but if I'd have thought about it the way she thought about it, if I could just reach out to Jesus, if I could just touch just a little piece of him, and for us, that's touching the word, that's spending that time in prayer, that's knowing that regardless of the situation, he's going to be there with us whether we are healed in that instance or whether he's taking us through that for a reason. But I don't know. It was just great to me to think about the touch and how important that touch was for her. And it was a small thing, but it changed her entire life. So that was the week for me.
Okay. Well, stay right there for a second, Miss Candy, because I have something. The scripture on the sparrows, you have it?
I can get it for you, sir.
Get that scripture, because everybody else, I want y'all to write this down. Write down Luke 12 and 7. Y'all about to see something, and it might shock you. Luke 12 and 7. Again, that's Luke 12 and 7, and I want to show y'all how this correlates to what Ms. Candy just brought up. As we talk about, it's the little things that matter. Again, this is a learning center. Press star 5 if you have any questions, if you want to add anything. You know, something may have inspired you. Maybe you want to tell a testimony. We like to hear those too. Okay? So that's star 5. But write down Luke 12 and 7. Miss Candy, you have that scripture?
Yes, sir.
All right, what you have?
Well, it goes back to 12 and 6, and it's, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten by God? Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
See, it's the little things that matter. Don't you know that God knows every fiber, every single hair you have on your head?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the small strands of hair seem so minute and little to some. But God said, I care about you to know the little things. And then he says, fear not. You are more of more value than many sparrows. But did y'all see the sparrows? What did he say about the sparrows, Miss Candy?
He says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten by God?
Now, hold on. If God doesn't forget not one sparrow, and they sold for 2 pennies, just because you're going through what you may be going through, don't think that God has forgotten about you.
That's right.
He said, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? In other words, to somebody, that's cheap, that's nothing there, that's no good, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But God said in Luke 12 and 7, fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Volumes. He said, now one of the sparrows are forgotten, even though they're sold for 2 pennies, and then he comes back and say, fear not. You way more, worth more than that. So if I don't forget the sparrows, in other words, what makes you think I'm going to forget you?
Amen.
Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
Little things that matter. I know somebody in the college is small. You ain't doing nothing. You know, people equate success to dollars. Success, dollars doesn't mean that you're successful. The Bible clearly says that. He said, what did the profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? He's telling you that one is profitable and the other is not.
Yes.
So don't put all your stock and value in these tangible items and think those are the big things. It's the little things that matter, the little things that we tend to overlook, soul ties.
Right.
The Bible says the greatest amongst you are those who serve.
Mm-hmm.
Those who serve. That's the greatest amongst us. You are great in the eyesight of God. But we think that greatness has everything to do with the big picture scheme thing. In other words, the big job, big compliments. Look at all they've done. They're doing a lot. I don't feel that I'm worthy. My life is nothing. I'm doing nothing. What do you mean? If you're serving God, you're doing a great bit. It's the little things that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You matter. We got it?
Yes, sir.
Write down Luke 16 and 10. Luke 16 and 10 real quick. The Bible says, one who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. Okay? Just real quickly, think about this. Do you think that earth is larger or smaller than heaven?
Smaller.
It's about smaller. Can't even compare earth to heaven. So what God is saying here is if you are faithful on this little thing called earth, surely I can give you a big thing called heaven. But if you are dishonest on a small thing called earth, why do you think you can be honest in heaven?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's Luke 16 and 10, y'all. Earth is a small thing. This is why the Bible, when we pray, it says, let it be done on earth in the little thing, in the little realm, in the temporal realm, as it is done in the eternal realm, in the big thing. We can't wrap our minds around it because we've never been there, right? But the thing is, the Bible says the same mind that Christ had in him, we should also have. In other words, although we've never been there, by faith we operate.
Yes, sir.
Anybody got that? It's the little things that matter. Okay? It was a little snobbish way we had yesterday that we corrected today. God appreciates that. Not for his good, but for yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that little fake laugh that we give people when we hug them, talking about, don't do that. Because if it's not pure, God can see clean through that.
He can.
You may trick and deceive man, but man not judging you, God is. What you have, Miss Candy?
We have three callers, sir. I will go ahead. Our first one. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Hi, this is Brandy. I have two things. One to piggyback off of, that he does not forget us. And I can give a, I guess I would call it, I don't know if you call it testimony or prophecy or however you want to say it, but one day I had left an interview that I applied for, and the devil was in my ear because the lady told me she already hired somebody for the position. So I was trying not to get down, and in my car I was going to the grocery store, and I said, have you forgot me? And then when I said it, I said, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize and I repented for saying that, but it came out because I knew it was the devil in my ear, you know, trying to discourage me, right? So as I get to the grocery store, I see this older man, and he sees me. And he ends up coming to me later on in the line, and he says, I need to tell you something. Now, I didn't know him from Adam or Eve. We never met before. And he said, God has not forgotten about you. In that moment, I knew it was nobody but God, because he did not know what I said in my car, you know, 20 miles away from this grocery store. He didn't know me. He didn't know I just came from an interview that they told me they already hired somebody for the position. They told me they would have another position within 4 to 6 months, and they would love for me to take it. But, you know, that was kind of discouraging. So at that moment, it uplifted me because I knew that it was a small thing, small me, Brandy, in this million-plus world. He had to send somebody down to tell me, I have not forgot about you. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. And the second thing I wanted to bring up was a scripture, Luke 15, 4 and 7. And it says, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one for them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So the whole point is, it's one soul, one that we think is small, but it's not. So that's my whole point in adding to this call.
Thank you so much, Ms. Brandon. That's excellent that she should share that scripture. Tell everybody again, that's Luke what?
Luke 15:4-7.
Thank you so much for that, even sharing the testimony. And, you know, that's powerful in itself because of the fact that, one, God says he will rejoice over. More so than the, see, we weigh things differently than God weighs them. But again, if we weigh it one way, whose way is correct? His or ours?
His.
Okay? So God appreciates the little things, the very things that people tend to overlook. This is why he said, what you have done to the least. Anybody know the definition of least? L-E-A-S-T? Least? That means little. The one that, you know, that's why he said the first shall be last, the last shall be first. That means somebody looked at you as a peasant, as a down, no good. You're the black sheep of the family. Hmm? Your vernacular is not right. You're not as intelligent. But God said, hold on, but I'm going to use you.
Okay.
But what I need you to do is appreciate the little that I have given you. Because, see, I'm going to show you where God really thrives. Y'all want to know where God really thrives? In other words, I don't need you to look good. Remember, he didn't come for the whole. He came for the sick. In other words, those who think they got it going on, God don't want to deal with you because you got it going on. Go ahead and bask in your glory. You didn't got your reward already. But those who people have spit on and talked about and you crumbled and your spirit, man, is slumped over, God said, I'm going to use you. I'm going to make you out of a miracle. In other words, the very thing that they spit on, I'm going to make it out of something great. If you just give me a little bit of faith.
That's right.
Amen.
And, y'all, this is not a motivational speak. This is a God's honest truth. God loves working with little. Because then he can get the glory and not us. See, you got a lot. Why he need to get glory out of that? You did that. It's a lie when people talking about, I got to ride around in this car so people can see the glory of God. No, you riding around in that car, them rims on that because of you, not because of God.
That's right.
You're not, but, yeah. Lord have mercy. We can go ahead and dress it up how we want to dress it up. But at the end of the day, you know, if, Lord have mercy, y'all talking about being good stewards. You riding around in that car, you think that's going to help somebody, or you actually taking that money and doing something to help somebody will help them? Which one?
All right.
Listen, okay. Y'all know what time it is? It's the little things that count.
Yes, sir.
That matter. Thank you, Ms. Brandon. Who we got next, Ms. Candy?
All right. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Good evening. I'm calling just to share just a little article that I was reading as we're studying this topic, and one thing that it says is the little things matter a lot, and it gave a few examples that I thought were just amazing to share. The first was a space shuttle, for example, was destroyed because a few small tiles came off during its ascent into space. Another one was destroyed because of a faulty O-ring. You know what those O-rings are? It's those little flat things that go between the screw and what it's being screwed into. Another one was a little bit of plaque in the wrong blood vessel. You can have a heart attack. A little dust in a laboratory can ruin an entire experiment. But with God, a little bit of love and forgiveness can heal a broken relationship. A little attention paid to a young child can help them realize how special they really are and how much God loves them. And the kingdom of God starts out in small ways and turns the world upside down. There's so many examples that we can look at in and through our lives where the little things are the things that make the most impact. For me, my personal testimony is when I got rid of the big things, the house, the car, the this, the that, when I got rid of all the things, the junk in my life, God is when God became present in mine, because I no longer was focused on those other things that are around me. When it was decreased and everything in my life was simple and set with the little things, more of God in my relationship with him grew. So just something that I thought to share this evening.
All righty. Thank you so much for that. All right, Ms. Candy, who we got next?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Well, basically, Seth, I don't have a question. I just want to thank Sunday Morning Breakfast for helping me with the prayers that on Monday and Friday, they helped tremendously. They started my day. Been going through things at work, and they just uplift me, and I'm able to just go to work, smile on my face, and like what was said previously, I think it was last week, just shaking someone's hand or just giving them a smile, that goes a long way. And the prayers have just really been helping me, listening to the prayers on Monday morning and Friday. And I just want to thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good deal.
Right.
Good. Yes, thank you. We got somebody else?
Yes, we have one more, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Good evening, everyone. This is DJ calling out of Atlanta, just bringing greetings to everyone. And I just wanted to share the fact that there were two little boys in a room, and they both went to different churches. Now, one of them went to a mega church, and I mean mega. I ain't talking about something big. I'm talking about mega church. And this particular, both of them were very well spoken and all of that. And came time to eat. And I asked one of the little boys to say a prayer. And he looked and said, well, I don't know if I can do that in front of everybody. And then I looked at the other young man. He didn't go to a mega church. Matter of fact, he went to a very, 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 very small church. And I'm not saying anything about different churches, but this particular young man went on ahead and prayed. He was younger, and he didn't hesitate at all. And so when I talked to the other young man, I said, hey, what church do you go to? And he told me the name of the church. And I asked the other young man, what church do you go to? He told me who his pastor was. He didn't tell me the name of the church. The one who told me who his pastor was told me, that's how I knew he went to the mega church. He couldn't tell me the name of the church, but he told me who his pastor was, which is a very famous person. And so I said, I just had to pause for a second because it made me think, small things. It's the small things that do matter when you can call on Mr. Carr, Sunday Morning Brunch, when you can call on your pastor or anybody and just say, hey, will you pray for me? Or I'm going through something. You know, everybody is not as generous when it comes to sharing the word. And whether you know this or not, from the bottom of my heart, for all of you all, not just the ones that's on the phone sharing the word, but the ones that are listening, it's powers that you're blessing the people who are actually ministering to you as well. This is our church, if you will, our congregation, and this is where we come and worship and listen. So there. Blessings and even something that's so small as a phone call or thanking someone for praying for you, like she just said, you know, or sometimes you get up. Everybody don't always want to go. I don't know no one that wants to get up and go to work every day. Every day you're going to be happy. If you are telling me that every day you get up and everything is perfect, I'm going to tell you what my grandmother used to say, keep on living. It's going to come a day that you may not want to get up. You may not feel like turning that other cheek. But a ministry such as this is so powerful because you can reach many directly in their ear. See, what we don't realize is on the phone, you're not necessarily, we don't have a choir that's singing. We don't have people parading back and forth of us. And I'm not knocking your church,
but what I'm saying is you're getting direct fellowship right here in your ear. Not only that, the ladies are so nice, Mr. Carr, other
others are so nice as to not only give you the scripture, but then turn around and read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, from the bottom, deep down in the bottom of my heart, I appreciate the founders of this ministry and what you guys do for keep it going. So it's the little thing like that that really, really makes a huge difference in so many of our lives.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that, DJ. And y'all, that's one of the things that, you know, it's a blessing from God. I mean, you guys are a blessing and, you know, so forth and so on. I tell you, the devil doesn't care who he uses. You don't know how many times I've heard in one ear and I let it go out the other, you know, that little ministry and this, that you need to go to a church. I mean, let me tell y'all something. Let me let y'all in on a secret. We've been doing Sunday morning breakfast. How long, Miss Candy?
4 years.
Huh?
For 4 years?
4 years, I think it's five.
Almost.
Okay, almost 5 years. So we're going to say 5 years. It's right there. In 5 years, I have not stepped foot, and I just no knock on nothing else, inside a physical building. Now, I know somebody's saying, wow, I thought you had a church. This is my church. Let me show you something, what I mean by that. The power of God, even in the little things. Okay, now there's somebody's traditional, so somebody may be mad. But I'm not worried about somebody being mad as long as God is happy. Okay, my thing is, you try your God and I'm going to try mine.
Yes.
Do you follow where I'm going? Because my thing is, if the building hadn't changed you and this phone has, why we keep on fighting the little thing?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me? And I, you know, I can speak fluent Christ if y'all want to, but I don't do that to us on this phone. Mm-hmm. I say that for the people who think they're big honchos, and I'll chop them down so we can get on one accord.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is it don't take the building to make you more into Christ. It's all about where you'll live faith at.
Mm. That's good.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been going to the building how long? And we're still in the same rut. I told you I hadn't been to a physical building and don't choose to go because this is church.
Yes.
And if something wrong with this, that means my vernacular must not be good. I've been lying to y'all for 5 years then. Ain't that something?
That's right.
In other words, I don't go to a building and come back and coerce it and give it to y'all. No, I get on my knees. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Because if God can give it to them, he can give it to us, right?
Okay.
Man. Okay, let us move forward, though. It's the little things that matter. I want to share with y'all a scripture. The Bible says in Psalms 37 and 23, write that down, Psalm 37 and 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. This has a lot to do with the little things that matter as we talk about, you know, this. And this is our learning center because I want to show y'all something as we learn. I'm about to get ready to get off the phone, too. I need to show y'all this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Everybody got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What you have in your Bible, Ms. Candy? What does it say?
Psalm 37 and 23.
Uh-huh.
The Lord confirms the steps of the one who delights in him.
Who makes him happy. So watch this. Steps, the term steps, implies process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you take many, you have to take one step, step of faith, a little step. The term steps implies process, Ms. Candy. In other words, the little things that matter, in other words, God is more concerned about the process. Y'all don't want to hear this. God is more concerned about the process. In other words, are you smiling while you're going through? Because by the process, I can determine the character of your heart.
That's right.
And the little things, see, well, I love this. If anybody own a business out there, give them a little and see if they can work hard versus a lot. See, if you give them a lot and they work hard, that means you might want to decide whether you want to let them go or not. I personally would let them go simply because they don't love their job. They love their money.
In other words, they're going to go to the next, see, y'all heard of money whores? That's what they are. In other words, the next highest bidder, McCandy paying them 20, if I come along and pay them 25, they jumping ship.
Amen.
Y'all caught that?
Mm-hmm.
Give somebody little and see what the nature of their heart is. Mm-hmm. The steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. The process is ordered by the Lord. It's ordered by the Lord. Jesus could have threw his hands up and said, Father, just go ahead and put me on a cross. Why I got to go through this wilderness for 40 days?
Mm-hmm.
But God said, it's the little things that matter. I'm trying to show everybody else how to do it. In other words, son, I'm sending you. Because I don't want them to say that you was royalty and you never went through. So I want you to go to that little thing called oat and master it. Lord have mercy. See, they don't have no excuse. Because see, when my child actually did exactly what you're doing, you can't come to me and say, but you got favoritism with my child. My child done perfected the thing. I'm telling you to be like him. My child faced more temptation than you ever will face.
Yes, sir.
But my child was faithful with little things. My child didn't have a mule, didn't have a donkey. He didn't even have a car, didn't have a The Bible says the Son of God, he didn't even have a place to lay his head, and you got a bed, Tempur-Pedic match. And you complaining.
Yes, sir.
Then my son to a fallen land with little to nothing. And you complaining, and you got, right now, if you had to move, you're going to have to call a U-Haul truck. He had to move, and he just moved. Nothing did he have in his hand. My God.
Yes, sir.
But he was so faithful to me because he was about me, not about what he had in his hands. And it's the little things that matter. And because he was so faithful to me, and I ordered his steps. And see, when you place an order, there's one part of it, Mr. DJ. The other part is fulfilling on the order. See, God has ordered our steps, us righteous folks, but are we actually taking those little steps? In other words, are we enduring the process?
Amen.
It's one thing to place an order, but how long are you going to take to do, give God what he wants?
Mm.
He ordered our footsteps, so something has to move. Why are we not moving? We always talking about, well, I'm waiting on God to move. God waiting on you to move. God, where he need to be? We not.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
So that implies the steps in this Psalms 37 and 23 real quickly implies that it's a process. In other words, it's going to take a while. How many months does it take for a baby to get here? And if a baby get here early, what? Premature.
Right.
Hmm? You want that big thing right now, but are you able to handle it right now? See, this is why when we God do let us get a little sip of success, we can't handle it. You know why? Because you weren't ready.
Mm.
Little things that matter. It's stages to these things. It's steps to these things. Hmm? You just can't get to your destination because you want it. You saw it. You like it. You need it. It don't work like that. God said, what I'm doing is perfecting something in you. You complaining, but I'm developing. Why are you complaining about my development?
That's good.
It's the little things that matter. See, if God gave it to you 10 years ago, you would have dropped the ball. It's timing. Remember that. You wasn't mature enough to handle it then. I wasn't mature enough to handle it then. Bam. But when he do give it to you, God said, I appreciate your faithfulness in the little things. In other words, any visionaries out there, the visionary is going to understand this one. Any visionaries out there, we got some out there, right?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? As a visionary, you would understand and you know that your visions can torment you. Somebody say, ooh, what do you mean by that? This is juicy. You know what I mean by that? Your visions can torment you. In other words, the little things that matter. A visionary that's impatient is about to be tormented big time. In other words, look where I'm going with this. It's a painful thing to be a visionary. It's a painful thing to see what shall be, but to wake up to what is.
Might say that again.
Huh?
I gotta go get that call. They got to get that, Miss Candace. $199. They can get it. I'm saying it again. It's a painful thing, visionaries, to see what shall be. In other words, you see what God is going to do. But you got to wake up every day to reality, what is. That means you, out of all people, have to practice something called patience and understand process, the little things. Because as a visionary, you see the big picture, and you know how it's going to be, but you got to endure process. But God says, visionaries, I gave it to you because you understand the little things that matter. In other words, before the baby get here, have the crib ready. Yeah. Before the baby gets here, yeah, have the little clothes ready, yeah. Have the food ready, have the atmosphere set. So when I deliver what I got to deliver to you, you understand that it was a process. In other words, when that little baby get here, Lord have mercy, you ready because you did the little things that it's going to take to mature it.
All right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Tell you, back in the days, a couple years ago, I said, boy, if anybody touches Sunday morning breakfast as his baby, it's on. I don't say that no more. You know why? Because Sunday morning breakfast has matured. But I had to cover that baby because people were speaking negative about it. I had to cover that baby. Just like you had to cover a natural baby, I had to cover that baby.
Right.
Because God didn't get his vision just because. You know how many people said, oh, Mr. Carr, I see this thing going, or I see it going bigger than, how you see it going bigger than he gave you the vision? But watch this. Where are those same people at?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all catch it? So let me give you a scripture to go with that. 1 Samuel 2 and 3. It's the little things that matter, and we're about to get off the phone right after this. 1 Samuel 2 and 3. The Bible says, talk no more so very proudly. Let not your arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. In other words, calm down, because God sees the little things in us that are arrogant. He sees the little things in us that are powerful. In other words, Candy, whew, God good. Look at this. Look at this big old car, Candy, this big old ring. That ain't nothing but pride. Because if it was all about God, why you got to brag about the big old car and big old ring? Why couldn't you have been boasting, saying, Candy, whew, God good. Girl, I woke up this morning. Boasting that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody lied to themselves. Now you can't boast and say, Candy, God is good. I'm talking about the fact that I was able to go and ask somebody for forgiveness. I was able to forgive somebody. Why are we boasting in that? But we boast in big, tangible things. In other words, we can't appreciate the little things that God gives us.
That's right.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear nobody posting that on Facebook. Because that ain't juicy enough.
Right.
And that is the climate in which we live in. But we must transform that climate to tell people and show people that it's the little things that matter. In other words, y'all, let me show y'all testimony. The testimony is the very fact that you got on his phone, and I did too, because the devil was pulling at our strings saying no. Somebody's phone got cut off. Somebody lost their signal, faded. The devil said, don't call back in. You can call back in 5 times, messing our numbers up. Think we got $300 on the call. But my point is this. The reality is you kept on and you kept on, and God saw that you was faithful in little. Because he said it's the little things that matter. And because you're faithful in little, God can give you much because he know that you're pure. In other words, you ain't praising him because you got the big job. You praising him just because you got an opportunity to even go and put in an application.
Yes.
Lord. Let's go ahead and get off this phone line, Ms. Candy. You want to pray for us? Do we have any more callers? I'm sorry.
We're good to go.
Okay. On you, Ms. Candy.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for this fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us of your word. Lord, for the opportunity to share one with the other, to think back on the week that we had and see just how many things that you opened up to us, Lord. We thank you. We thank you and we thank you. Lord, we thank you for every caller who's with us tonight, Lord. We thank you in advance that they are growing in your word, Lord. We thank you in advance that they are working for the kingdom, Lord. We thank you in advance because they are mighty soul winners, giving honor, glory, and praise only to you, Lord. And, Lord, as we go throughout our week this week, we pray that you would keep us focused on you, Lord. Keep us in a heart and mind of thanksgiving, Lord, knowing that every good thing comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Can y'all give y'all one more scripture so y'all can go and read upon it real quick? Luke 7:44-47. Again, that's Luke 7:44-47. I'm going to breeze through it real quickly. And the Bible says, this is a good one. I needed to share this with y'all. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house, Simon. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped my feet with her hair. And in verse 45, you did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not, Simon, put oil on my head, but she poured perfume on my feet. Perfume was very expensive back then, y'all. Therefore, I tell you how many sins have been forgiven as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
That's strong, y'all. Think about that. Simon Peter. Yeah, one of his 12, right? In other words, it was the little things that she did that captivated Jesus because she went all out. She spared no resistance to serve him. So should we. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all on Wednesday.
Good night.